Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohs. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Jenna Tudor, who is the office manager for the North Hempstead Animal Shelter. And this is not just any shelter. The stuff that's going on there is tremendous. And just before we went into the break, Otto had a question. So I'm going to send it to Otto, and we'll continue on with Otto and Jenna.
Well, you got to remember your microchip question, too.
Yeah.
But, what I'm thinking is, like, I'm a dog, and I've started to really like it at the shelter. You know, it's a nice place. It's like I'm in a dog resort, and maybe I don't want to leave.
I don't know if I go so far to say it's a resort, but we do take pride in creating a very comfortable and healthy lifestyle for the dogs at the shelter. We do have some dogs. As I said, we have about probably 10 or 11 dogs that have been with the shelter for been at the shelter for more than a year or so. And I have to say they're very comfortable, you know, between our volunteers and the staff. They get out of their kennels, usually every day. We have a beautiful nature trail that's completely fenced in, thanks to the Shelter Connection for paying for that, as well as our play yard that's equipped with agility equipment. So they get to, most of our dogs know how to do the agility course. They get to go on the nature trail. We have a vet tech on staff, but we have a working relationship with Port Washington Animal Hospital. So any, you know, ailment that the dogs have, we immediately treat. And it's a complete dog loving staff at the shelter. So yes, we're proud that the dogs are so happy at the shelter, but would it be best for them to be in a home? Absolutely. You know, that's always our ultimate goal, is to get them into, you know, get them into suitable homes.
We're going to bounce around a bit.
Yeah.
One thing that I'd like to touch on, which I don't really understand at all, is microchipping.
Okay.
Where does it go? The purpose, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So a lot of people think that a microchip works kind of like a GPS, but that's not how it works. A microchip is a small piece of electronic equipment. It's about the size of a grain of rice, and it's inserted under the skin, usually between the shoulder blades, and each chip has a unique number on it. The only way that chip works is if it's registered. You have to call the company that issued the microchip to register your information to it. If not, it's useless. So what would happen is, if a dog came into the shelter as a stray, the first thing we do is we scan it for a microchip. So there's a little scanner device. We hover it over the dog and it can pick up the number. So then once we have that number, we can call the company that issued the microchip where it's registered with and retrieve the owner's information and let them know that we have the dog.
When somebody gets a dog through the shelter, does that dog have a microchip in it?
So not only does the dog, when you adopt from North Hempstead Animal Shelter, not only does the dog come with a microchip, we actually provide free lifetime registration. We register the chip for you.
Okay. Now, a question is, like, suppose all of a sudden I find I can't really handle a dog. I don't like to use the words return policy, but I guess that is the question. Like, COVID is over now. And I've read that because of it, that there are some dogs that are returned because all of a sudden people are going to work and they don't have the same freedom that they had before.
Yes. So any dog adopted from us, you can return the dog if it's not working out. In fact, it's in our contract that you can't rehome the dog yourself. After any length of time, you would have to bring the dog back to us for a $25 return adoption fee. It could be, you know, 7 days later, 7 weeks later, 7 years later, you have to bring the dog back to us. We have been very lucky that we haven't had return adoptions of dogs that we have adopted out, because throughout this whole process, we've remained very cautious with where we, you know, adopt our dogs to, but we have been getting some surrenders in from either dogs adopted from other shelters or bought from puppy stores, you know, during COVID. So we have been getting, in recent weeks, a little bit of an influx of surrenders in, but they haven't been dogs that we have adopted, thankfully. It's been, you know, again, as I said, dogs from other shelters or puppy stores.
Going through the process, and I have my concept, and if I'm looking to adopt a dog, I'm going to assume it's a couple of days involved. I'm going to assume that I would be sitting in an area with the dog, and you would be coming in or somebody else giving me some instruction as to how to, you know, be nice with the dog and vice versa, and, you know.
Believe it or not, with us, as long as the dog is available for adoption, it really isn't a couple of days. We usually talk on the phone first. If we feel like it's a good match, we have you come down and meet the dog. You can spend, you know, some people know in a minute, they know after spending 10 minutes, some people want to spend a half hour or 45 minutes before making the decision. Some people go home and call us the next morning after sleeping on it. But yes, we spend, one of our knowledgeable staff members will stay with you and the dog and answer any questions that you have, advise you on some tips on, you know, once you get the dog home. And as long as the dog is available for adoption and has been spayed and neutered already, spayed or neutered, the dog can really go home same day.
Wow.
Doesn't have to be a couple of days.
Is there an age restriction in terms of being too young or too old to adopt a dog?
Yes. Our policy at the shelter is if you're living on your own, like not with your parents, we require the age of 25 and up. If you're a little bit younger, but you're still living at home with your parents and it's a family decision, someone 21 or older can sign the paperwork to, you know, make themselves the owner of the dog.
How about the reverse, like 100 and down?
No. Actually, that's a good question, though, Otto, because is there a situation where somebody who wants a dog, maybe 75, 80, maybe requiring a walker to get around, maybe has macular degeneration, maybe has one of these things where you, Jenna, would turn around and say, you know what? You know, when you're looking at a little 6-inch or 1-foot little puppy, you're going to step on the thing.
We don't tend to have puppies at the shelter too often. So we usually don't have, we don't usually have to have that conversation too much. Okay. But we usually, when a senior comes in to adopt and there does seem to be some physical limitations, we do want to see if there's anyone that's going to be helping that senior, if there's anyone else living in the home, because if they do have help, that's a big, you know, that's a big factor in influencing our decision. If they're an experienced, you know, pet owner and they had a dog that just passed away, I mean, we're not gonna deny them. We'll talk all about, you know, safety and things like that. And we're also, it has to be a dog that's going to match their energy level and everything. So a nice older senior dog might be a great companion, you know?
Right. I get you.
Yeah.
Another question, which I think is important, and we've had this conversation, Otto and Christina and mine, the finances. Do you sit down to ensure, you know, all of a sudden you get the puppy home, not a puppy, it's a 3-year-old, 7-year-old, but now he breaks his leg.
Yeah.
It's a surgery. It's $3,000 or $4,000. The senior doesn't have the money, but we should have known that in advance.
Yeah, we always talk about, you know, finances before the dogs get adopted. I mean, it's in our contract that, you know, you assume financial responsibility of the dog from this point forward. It is something that you absolutely have to be prepared for, because whether you adopt a 1-year-old or a, you know, 10-year-old dog, yes, the older dog, you can expect higher vet bills and stuff as the dog gets older, but you never know. Something can, as you said, the dog can break its leg or tear its ACL or develop cancer young. And it is something to consider. You have to be prepared for that as a pet owner, because, you know, nobody's going to help you out with that, unfortunately, you know?
Like, I've had family members that I am aware of, daughter, several, who've all had bills that add up to like $5,000-$6,000 just for the health part of it. But there's more to it than that, I think. You know, it's ongoing. Even if they're not a sickly dog, there's an ongoing need to get them groomed or health, or you have to feed them. You know, you have to buy food. You shouldn't, I don't think, take the food right off the table and feed them.
So absolutely.
There really is a very heavy financial responsibility. And I'm assuming that there is no assistance for that type of thing.
There are some groups that do provide, you know, some private groups that do provide financial assistance for things like that. But there are some ways to make it cheaper. For instance, you can get the dog's vaccinations through clinics like Vetco, which is through, you know, the Petco stores. And also the town of North Hempstead twice a year hosts free rabies vaccination clinics. We haven't done any because of COVID, but we do expect to start again next year, where you can actually bring the dog. We usually do one at the shelter and then one in Westbury. And you can bring the dog as long as you're a resident of the town. Rabies vaccination from us for your pet, dog or cat or ferret, actually. But there absolutely are some groups. There's some pantries and stuff that will, that eases the burden a little bit of finances, but you know, that's kind of a pain. So the best thing to do is just be prepared for the finances before you get the dog home.
Is there any sort of follow, you know what? This is a serious question, and I really want to talk about it, but it makes more sense to go into the break first. So you're listening to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with an important question for Jenna.